All right, August, we'll start with you first. Congrats, heading to Wayne State for football. You've been a multi-sport guy forever and ever. Has football always been the sport you've wanted? If you had to go on to play college, has football always been it?
Yeah, I would definitely say football has been my favorite sport. And if I were to do a college sport, it would be football. Just last 4 years, you know, junior high, can't really decide what your favorite sport is, mm-hmm. but high school football definitely stuck with me.
You bet. But you loved all the sports, guys. You've done it all for how many years now? Now your senior season, a little hard to imagine that this is it for you, senior year, huh?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. It sneaks up on you. It happens quick. But I'm excited for the next step, and especially with football. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be hard to leave those other sports behind, but I think I'll still have time to enjoy those too.
All right, going to make you think a little bit. Favorite memories, 4 years of varsity ball, games for you, team wins or something like that. What stands out, you think?
Oh, man. Yeah, that is a tough question. I would say either junior year after the tough loss to Arapahoe, and then we rallied back and play that St. Pat's team and beat them, I think, by 20-something. Mm-hmm. And just that was a great win. That was awesome. Or maybe my this year, first game of the year, was kind of my comeback game, I guess, because mm-hmm. I had that injury and didn't really get to finish my junior year. But, yeah, well, either of those two games, those were awesome games. Those were really fun.
I mean, if I would have given you like 30 minutes to think about it, there's probably a lot more memories out there and games you're going to remember for a long time.
Yeah. I would definitely in practices, just moments in practice. Those are fun, especially rain day practices. Just watching the linemen go dive into the water. Those are always just fun moments. There's just plenty of. I can't even list them all.
So is that a Coach Mike Spargo special when that happens? Linemen into the rain?
No, I think that I think they had to double check and make sure he wasn't looking when they did that. But no, it was a fun deal. It was kind of like an end of practice. Mm-hmm. They work hard, so they thought they deserved a little swim.
Why Wayne State? What was special about this school?
Well, I actually got accepted into the RHOP program down there. So, and I was kind of thinking like, well, I might try to get on the football team, and the coach offered me a spot right away. So, and I accepted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of, I was already going, so mm-hmm. might as well try football out, and they gave me a shot.
Academics, what are you going to do, study down there?
I got the RHOP for nursing. I want to do nurse anesthesia, actually, so a lot of schooling, but that's what I'm going to do down there, study nursing mostly.
Do you have family that are in this occupation, or just something you've always wanted to do?
My grandma works in the hospital, and she kind of introduced me to the mm-hmm. to the field. And I've shadowed a lot. I'm pretty good friends with one of the CRNAs I've shadowed, and we've talked a lot. And they've been big help mm-hmm. with getting into this program. But yeah, it's just kind of something I wanted to pursue as a career, and then they gave me a shot in football, so try that out too.
Getting ready as we're speaking right before the first track and field meet of the season, and you love, I'm sure, obviously track. You won it last year, boys and girls both champions. You guys want to do this again this year, don't you?
Oh yeah, of course, and that's the goal. I think everyone that is thinking that's the goal. So today's the opening. We'll see how it goes, and the start of hopefully a good season, great season.
I know, talking to Coach Spargo a little bit, you're a senior season. You would like to get that 4x8. That's kind of been an event, really. I remember back when my son was running a couple of years ago with Corbin Horner and those guys. He had some solid 4x8 relays. Hasn't been as much the last couple of years, but you guys want to bring that back to life this year, don't you?
Yeah, and that's a fun race, a tough race, and we threw a team together last year, and we've had some injuries and just kind of some kids not being able to go out for track. But we've had some kids really improve that were on that team last year. We didn't run it very much, just kind of tried it out. But I think we're going to try to be a little more serious about it and see if we can't qualify.
And also the 800, the open half for yourself individually, you'd like to make some noise this year, maybe punch that ticket for a state trip as well.
Yeah, I mean, last year was my first time ever even running an 800, and I my time's improved every time, so hopefully if I get a shot at it this year, we can go lower and maybe qualify for state.
Well, congrats on going to Wayne State, and hopefully you'd love to get on the field right away, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it would be fun. I think I have to adjust a little bit to especially 11-man and just kind of the speed of the game, strength. I'll have to definitely adjust a little bit, but I'll work at it and hopefully get on the field right away.